Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello everyone, welcome to Red Men Bite-Size. A bite-size look at all the things happening around Liverpool Football Club on today, Wednesday the 15th of November, with me, Paul Machin. Yeah, a bunch of things to get through, really. Nothing huge, nothing mega, nothing earth-shaking, as much as some of the headlines around these things might have you believe. So, first and foremost, we're going to be catching up on an announcement to what this year's charity game is going to be. Some positive news for Liverpool's young players with cup progression. A young star that signed in the summer gets a green light for future success. There's a story around Luis Diaz and a player that might be coming the other way. A top European coach has name-checked Jurgen Klopp, and a Liverpool rival once again post record revenues. Can you guess who that might be? You won't need to for long. We're going to discuss it in due course. We're going to start off then with the announcement yesterday by the official Liverpool channels that the opponents for the LFC Legends in the charity match to take place on Saturday, March the 23rd, 2024, with a 3 p.m. GMT kickoff, will be Ajax Legends, yes. This via the official Liverpool website. The event will be the 8th LFC Foundation Legends charity match held at Anfield with AFC Ajax, the visitors, for the first time. 100% of the proceeds raised from the fixture, presented by AXA, the club's official training partner, will support the work of LFC Foundation and charity partners, both home and away. LFC Foundation's two previous Legends matches against Man United and Celtic raised an incredible £1.45 million, which is now supporting its vital work across the Liverpool City region and beyond. The Foundation's charity partners also benefited from the funds to support their work, including Cash for Kids, Inter University, and the club's official former players association, Forever Reds. So Kenny Dalglish and Ian Rush will once again take to the dugout to manage the Legends and help raise funds. Legends players will be announced in the coming weeks and months ahead of the game, which is brought to you by LFC Foundation in association with Forever Reds. Keep an eye out across their channels and all of that stuff. Matt Parrish, the CEO of the LFC Foundation. So we're delighted to be hosting our 8th Legends fixture at Anfield, and we look forward to welcoming the LFC family to Anfield for an afternoon to enjoy for all ages. Yes, the tickets will be available, all of that stuff. You go through the Liverpool official website to find out more about that. But yeah, it does bring up a lot of like potentials in there. We've seen some great players grace Anfield, just the Liverpool players, to be honest. But you know, a few years ago, I remember going to see Liverpool Barcelona and getting to see the likes of Rivaldo come out once again. It was absolutely amazing. A lot of the players who I grew up with as being some of the best stars in the game. It stands to reason that the celebrated Ajax Champions League winning team of the 90s, a lot of them should be involved in this. Could be retained, of course, for former Liverpool midfielder Yari Littmanen as well. Who would you like to see as part of that team? Let us know. Right, we're going to move things forward to another competition, one that wasn't a charity, although I guess the teams who have played Liverpool in the EFL Trophy over the last 5 years will have felt like Liverpool have been very charitable. A competition that sparked a bit of controversy over the years, of allowing Premier League teams to field under 21 sides in it. The Reds finally won a game in the EFL Trophy this year, and they've finally gotten out of the group stages. And yes, according to the Liverpool Echo, this by Ian Doyle, Liverpool will compete in the EFL Trophy knockout stages for the first time after Neil Critchley's Blackpool beat Morecambe on Tuesday evening. Liverpool qualified for the first time After a favour from former academy coach Neil Critchley. His Blackpool side beat Morecambe 2-1 in the competition on Tuesday night to ensure the Reds under-21s finished second in Group A of the Northern Section of the competition behind the Tangerines on goal difference. Morecambe had needed to avoid defeat to finish above Liverpool, who they had lost at home to 3-0 in the opening round of games in September, but Blackpool forward Jake Beasley scored in each half to consign them to a loss and put Liverpool through, despite a late goal from Farron Rawson for the visitors. The Young Reds, coached by Barry Lutus, lost their second match 5-2 at Blackpool, but ensured they had a chance of qualifying when beaten only 2-1 at Barrow in their final game last week. Mateusz Musielowski, for me to say, the 20-year-old Polish attacker, scored in all three group games with Bobby Clark and Callum Scanlon, who both have first-team experience, and Paul Glattle also netting. The EFL Trophy is split into Northern and Southern sections until the quarters. Liverpool are one of 16 teams to progress to the next round in the Northern section and will now face an away match against a group winner. And this is the interesting part about this. Since first entering the competition in 2019, when Critchley was still coach of the then under 23 side, Liverpool had lost all 12 games before this season, although one against Fleetwood Town in their debut campaign was on penalties after a 1-1 draw. So yeah, finally a little bit of progression for the Reds. They will obviously have another game. If they can get through to the quarters, that would represent some huge progress, and you know, might actually throw up a really interesting fixture as well. But yeah, another tough Northern away trip before anything can really be made of that. Right, moving things forward, Ryan Gravenberch, who we know has been omitted from recent Dutch squads, Dutch and under 21 squads, having initially chosen to stay on Merseyside back in September at the end of the transfer window closing to make sure that he could get up to speed with his new club. That sparked a little bit of a rift between the Netherlands coaches and himself. That has actually moved on a little bit now. So this is Anfield.com reporting that Gravenberch has been told his latest omission from the Dutch setup this month is no longer a form of punishment, with the midfielder set to have responded well to talks. They say the breakdown in the relationship with Gravenberch in the Netherlands started in September when the midfielder pulled out of the under-21 squad to focus on settling in at Liverpool. The Dutch FA took offence to his actions, with both youth coach Michael Reisiger and Ronald Koeman criticising his decision and leaving him out of the October and November squads. Koeman has since insisted his exile is over and reminded the 21-year-old that if you are called, you must come. Filth. Now the Dutch under-21s boss, Reitiger, has spoken and reiterated Koeman's message that the chapter is now closed, and he also explained why November did not herald his return to the setup. He said, "I thought it was important to hold on to this group as much as possible." He said, speaking to Vertebal International, "because you were together for three short periods in a row. The playing style also becomes a bit clearer, so you don't want to change too much. This is no longer a punishment or anything, not at all. That's already behind us. During the next international match in March, you will, of course, look further ahead," right to get added on the matter. "Then you don't even know whether he is still eligible for the Dutch juniors or the Dutch national team because he plays very good games at Liverpool. That's just a very good thing. But again, we now have three periods in quick succession and this group has done well. That's really the reason not to take Ryan along now. The Dutch FA are in contact with him." That was also explained to him. Nigel de Jong did that. He responded well to that. So yeah, that's encouraging. And it's actually a nice little nod to say he might be too good for the under-21s. I mean, look, he might, I don't even know if he might be too old, but he certainly might be too good. If he's playing well for Liverpool between now and March, there's every chance that he's in the main Dutch squad as much as he is the under-21s. So, yeah, that's the challenge laid down before him. But it's good to basically say the door's been reopened for him to rejoin. He just needs to prove himself worthy and capable of that.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Right, we're on to the clickbait-tastic news around Luis Diaz's future. There's a couple of articles which are very, very heavily linked. I'm going to try and unpick them, the two of them, but it's Luis Diaz to Barcelona rumour. I've got this via Dave OC Cop, his website, and they're writing that Luis Diaz had a mixed campaign so far with circumstances around his family and father providing an unwelcome distraction. The left wing has 4 goals and 1 assist, a tally he's surely trying to improve on. A surprising claim has now emerged from Argentine journalist Christian Martin. He said, while speaking on Monday on DirecTV, I wanted to tell you that Liverpool are waiting at some point for an offer from Barcelona for Luis Diaz. They tell me that at the time Barcelona went to sign him, when he was at Porto, however, they didn't give them the numbers at the time. At Liverpool, they tell me, at some point we are waiting for the offer. At the time, we had just arrived at the club. Barcelona president Joan Laporta spoke about Diaz in his recent visit to Colombia. He said, at the time, we had just arrived at the club and Liverpool beat us to it. We were considering his incorporation, but we were facing an economic situation that we had to resolve and reverse. I recognise that in the past, when Luis Diaz went from Porto to Liverpool, we also had a conversation with the agent, but Liverpool already had him moving forward. So yeah, Barcelona, what that says is basically they really, really wanted him. And, you know, amongst the other clubs, including, of course, Tottenham Hotspur, famously, Liverpool stole a march and got that deal sorted. There's an addendum to this where Martin has revealed that Barcelona could opt to give Liverpool a player in a bid to draw Luis Diaz out of Anfield. So just to reiterate a couple of these points, he says that Liverpool, they tell me at some point we are waiting for the offer. Liverpool are waiting for Barcelona to offer them a player so that the offer can become a reality. Even went as far as to say Frenkie de Jong would be the one. De Jong would go to Liverpool, and that, if they give the numbers, Luis would agree to go to Barcelona. And then apparently Luis Diaz spoke about a possible move in an interview in the past. Says, I'd like to play for a Spanish club. That's always caught my family's attention, but it's more of a childish dream. Now I'm just thinking about lifting trophies and making history with Liverpool, which is one of the biggest clubs in the world. I'm very grateful for the opportunity I've been given. So yes, I wouldn't read too much into this. The Frenkie de Jong thing is a bit mad, particularly given how much he dug his heels in on not moving to Manchester United. There would be, I don't know, I would find it rather amusing if Frenkie de Jong ended up at Liverpool at some point down the line, having totally basically stuck 2 fingers up to Man United to stay at Barcelona. But would you be interested in see him head to Merseyside if it meant Luis Diaz going the other way? I'm not sure there's many who would take up that offer, to be perfectly honest. Another one with linking Liverpool with a move to Spain. Diego Simeone has been doing an interview, and he's named Jurgen Klopp among his preferred successors at Atletico Madrid. This via AnfieldWatch.co.uk. He's been doing an interview, he's just signed a new contract extension, and it's as simple as this, really. He says, in a quick fire question and answer, he told Cadena SER, one of the best, Klopp, Ancelotti, Pochettino. They're the coaches that I would like to be at Atletico. So yes, basically he's been talking about who he would like his successor to be should he finally move on from Atletico. And what he's done there is name three of the best managers on the planet. Jurgen Klopp, of course, we know. Carlo Ancelotti, the most successful manager in Champions League history. And Mauricio Pochettino, who's also fine. There you go. Brilliant. That's it. One final thing. BBC Sport, amongst others, reporting that Manchester City have posted a Premier League record revenue for the 22-23 financial year of £712.8 million. Shocking. absolutely shocking. I'm sure you're all shocked. I'm sure you're all, whether you sat in the car listening to this, or you know, maybe having your lunch, or you've got your AirPods in, and like, I'm sure, shocked, just aghast at this incredible news that City have done that. This apparently exceeds the record, 648.4 million posted last month by Man United, and is a 99.8 million rise on the previous year. City's profit of 80.4 is up from last year's record of 41.7 million. There you go. Presented without too much additional context to that, just let you stew on that one for a bit. I'm sure everything is fine and perfectly above board with that one. No doubt in my mind whatsoever. Right, listen, if you want more from us, whether it's podcasts or videos, documentaries, interviews, features, we've got an amazing collection of content for you over on redmenplus.com, pre-match, post-match and beyond. And if you want to get it for half price, use the code BITESIZE, head to redmenplus.com, use the code BITESIZE and get 2 months subscription at 50% off. Simple as that. Head over there. Do it, fill your boots, and yes, get more amazing Liverpool content into your lives. That's it from me. Thank you so much for listening. Ta-da.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com. Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.